On the face of it, absolutely. It's been shown time and time again all over the world. The evidence is absolutely unequivocal. There's a very famous researcher within general practice called Barbara Starfield. She's globally recognised. She wrote a report in 2012 that showed absolutely clearly and unambiguously that if you provide one additional GP for every 10,000 of the population, you will reduce emergency department visits by 10%. You'll reduce inpatient admissions by 6%, outpatient visits by 5%, surgeries by 7%, and reduce death rates from 6% to 2%. The studies are all there. In Rhode Island in the States, they increased primary care spending from 5.4% to 8%. That's a 23% increase in primary care spending, and they reduced the overall spending in health by 18%. That's a 15-fold return on investment. And it really begs the question, why don't we follow the evidence in this country? The evidence is overwhelming all over the world.
In an area like Donegal, with a single hospital, a very rural county that spans quite an area, GPs are all the more important as the first point of care.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, that we're very fortunate as GPs, as rural GPs particularly, to have good relationships with our hospital colleagues, and they're often very facilitatory. So, in terms of rural practice, it's just completely been decimated over the last few years for lots of reasons. It's a bit like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. Rural general practice has had so many straws heaped upon it that we're very close to breaking point. And it's not just the GPs are suffering, it's the rural communities as well. And GPs are integral parts of those communities. We often mostly live in those communities. We're employers within those communities. So there's a few things that are very specific that have happened that have particularly badly hit rural general practice. We've had a very significant cut to a rural practice allowance, which was a support that was put in place to recognise the fiscal challenges that there are in providing services in rural communities to our patients. There were distance codes again, which was an absolutely critical financial support payment that recognised very often we have to travel long distances to visit elderly, sick and mobile patients at home, or those patients with terminal illnesses, and support them so that they can have dignity, comfort and care at home. We have a hugely ageing workforce in general practice. If you look all over the country, 20% of GPs are over 60, and there's a third over 55. That's in rural Ireland. If you look at Mayo, 52% of GPs in Mayo are over 55, 36% in Carlow. And the truth is, because of the way we're running our health service, young doctors and young GPs are emigrating in droves.